Shuchaf Aleph in Sukkah, Chaf Cheshvan Heitov Shin Mem Aleph, October 3rd, 1980, and Thursday continued.
And you put it back. You put it back here. So then Gabi Shabbos is good. So Mele Gabi Suke told holds of it. Now the question is, why is it with Gabi Shabbos? So Rashi applies it to Imobi So, to Imobi Mifurish. You see Adam Shane, tasteless applies it, and on the base to Imobi So. But Rashi applies it to Imobi Mifurish. So the question is this, if it applies to Imobi Mifurish, so how can we say, Mige de Habe Deifen in Gabi Shabbos, Habe Deifen, Mige de Habe Deifen in Gabi Shabbos, so Habe Deifen in Gabi Tsuke. How is it a Deifen in Gabi Shabbos? How is it a Deifen in Gabi Shabbos? After all, if it's a moment for us, so how many mechitzes does it take? Two mechitzes do not constitute the Rishta Yochid. And then what he puts up the Lechi here? And the Pesach, where it's open to the Rishta Rabbim. It's open to the Rishta Rabbim in two sides. Here it's open to the Rishta Rabbim, and here it's open to the Rishta Rabbim. And here we have two ksol, we have two mechitzes. And then he puts Chach. But it's mefulesh on both sides. So he put up the Lechi on one side. So it's not a day for me, Rabbi Shabbos. It's not a day for Rabbi Shabbos. So that's the Kasha that the Mishin Mesk against Rashi. So how can we explain the Rashi? So obviously, because Rashi Mishitosa, Rashi Shita in Erev means, first of all, that if you have three Mechitzes, so it becomes a Mishayot in Rashi, that Rashi is mentioned in Sukkah also, and it's mentioned in the first, at the beginning, and it's mentioned here in the Rashi, that if you have three mechitzes, so it becomes Yerushalayim in the Raise, and then Rashi says even another chiddush. Rashi says that in the Raise, if you have two mechitzes once, and if we say that Lechi is Mishu Mechitzo, so then if you have two mechitzes, and let's say Mobi Amphorish, you have two mechitzes, and then you put up your Lechi on one Pesach to the Rishu Sarab. And on the other Pesach not, so of course, you're not allowed to carry in that Mobi, but with the Raisi you are allowed to carry. Because since Lechi is Mishmachitze, so the Bele and the Lechi Mishmachitze is effective even on the third time. According to the Rambam, so Lechi is Mishmachitze in the Raisi, but it's only effective on the fourth time. Because according to the Rambam, so with three mechitzes it doesn't become a Rishayot. So we need four mechitzes. And still the halacha is that if you have Friede Chitzis Mures, and on the fourth side of Rabbi Lachid, then it becomes Reza Yochum Reise. But Rashi Shita is that with Friede Chitzis it becomes a Mechitze Mireise. With Friede Chitzis it becomes Reza Yochum Reise. And the Gemara says, in Meir Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says, that Lechem is a Mechitze Mireise. So, when is it a Reise? When you have three mechitzes mures and you put up the lechi on the fourth side, that's all right according to Rambam. Because without the lechi, it's not a rishayoch and raisi. But according to Rashi, so even without the lechi on the fourth side, so it's a rishayoch and raisi. So what's the meaning of the lechi mishmechitze and raisi? So obviously, when the Gemara says that lechi mishmechitze and raisi, it means that if you have two mechitzes mures, like you're more than foolish, and on one Pesach, to the Rishus Arabi, you put out the Rechi, so in the Raise, it has a Din Mechitze, and it becomes a Rishayon. So that's Rashi Rishikos. So that's Rashi Rishikos. In other words, that Rashi Shite is, how the Kashi is, Rashi says that Rav is Din, of Sikha Chalgabi Mobi, she is the Rechi is Ksheiro. Why? Because that's the converse of the first Din of Rabbi. The first Din of Rabbi is expressive of the Aloche of Migen, that Migen, the Habibin, and Sukkei, Habibin, and Shabbos. This second din of Rabbe is the converse of the first din. That Migen, the Habibin, with Shabbos, Habibin, and Sukkei. It works both ways. So, and Rashi applies the second din of Rabbe to the Mom and Foolish. So the question is, how is it a day fair? By Mom and Foolish, if you set up one Lechi, how is it a day fair? Ligabe Shabbos. The answer is, it's a day for the Gabi Shabbos and the Reis level. It's a day for the Gabi Shabbos and the Reis level. So Meir, since it's a day for the Gabi Shabbos and the Reis level, so it's also a day for the Gabi Suke and the Reis level. And then it's possible, as some Shem say in Rashi, that since it only in Rabbonon, it's not a day for a Gabi Shabbos, it's Osea. So we should be Suke, so the Chachon Momatek. But the main thing is that since, according to Rashi, when you have a morning foolish and you set up a lech on one Pesach to the Rishus Rabbi, so it becomes an Ederaisa level, it becomes a Rishus Ayochim Ederaisa, so the Mele an Ederaisa level, it becomes a Deifen Gabisuke. And again, here too, because Bein Shabbos, Bein Suke, require this. We require that it should be sosum on all four sides. And if, according to Rashi and the Reis level, when you have two mechitzes mures, and on one Pesach, the Rishus Rabbi, the Mogel and Foresh, you set up the Rechi, it becomes a Rishayochi, so that means, with the Reis, it's already sosum on all sides. So since it's since relative to Shabbos, it's sosum on all sides, so the Habibin to the Shabbos, Habibin to the Sukkah. So in many ways, it's a Sukkah Ksheiro, even Lika Bisuke and the Shabbos of Sukkot. Now let's see the Rashi. Vazirich le mom yifu eshe yesh le lechi chayev alu mde reise vechitzi umitech le yishu tzayochi nei mide rabon nosea because tu mechitze is mures and the lechi on the third side the mom yifu esh is not a yishu tzayochi mide rabon it's only a yishu tzayochi mide reise nei rabon nosea mit der reise mir mutter do man ich nicht der mir do mar so the main way so on the reise level it's a good suke also whether according to Rashi it would be a good suke even in rabon because of the special kure as Stasis mentions in connection with Sichar al Gabi Pasi the Royals that's a shy but just as Stasis mentioned that's why that where with the reise level we apply the concept of Yige. So the Melech HaBisuke, it's a Suke Ksheiro Yivman at Rabon level, because Mishum Mitzvah Suke. Whether it has application here too. So apparently, according to Tesis, it doesn't have application. But according to Rashi, so it will have application here, even in the case of Sichar HaGamimot. So he says, Sichar HaGamimot, before she left, Ksheiro Mishabes, the way you hear, Tibi Ked Abedei Kuhi Shabu, the way you say, Yochi Abedei Kuhi Suke. How will Israel and Rashi be saved as to be down as to be Shabbos? We should arrange this family way. The Hashem is also the Chmiyot Toma Mige, Mige Rabbi Nei Fumi Suke, the Kile, Habe Nei Fumi Shabbos, the Chmure, the Chmire, that's the first din of Rabbi. So the converse of the first din, the second din of Rabbi, certainly, holst du? Ich rühre dann die Krüte in die Mäuse, die Mäuse ist und lächeln so gut, die Kosche und Suche wie Schabes, because after all, according to the version of Rabbi, so you have such a big chiesh, that the din of Mikke goes so far, that if it is considered so-so in regard to Suke, so we are mattering to carry, which otherwise would involve a Lisa skill. Shabbos down, not Shabbos Suke. So the din of Mikke goes so far, so certainly that where it is a day when we can be Shabbos and at the highest level, it's good to carry our dames in that moment, so certainly that we apply the din of Mikke that he should be able to be Yetzer, the mitzvah of Suke. נחמיר את הנטיות אני בואי כמו בשביל להחיזוק הוא בקושר של משחק גופי אומר עוד שיחה חלטה במובן שגן של להחיק שם so this is how Krashi explains שיחה חלטה במובן שיש להחיק שם that it has reference to a movie מפורש but other שני אחר כך now let's see the thesis שיחה חלטה במובן שיש להחיק שם ואין לי מה דורמה בפרק כמה די ערב, הוא להכין משום הכלא, ואין לי מה דורמה משום החיץ, קושה, ראים סוכה ריבוי מחיץ לדי רייסה, הוא מביא די רבונון, ומדי רייסה, והוא לא ילכין משום. Now, תזה של דבס, כנת הקשה, a strong הקשה, תזה של דבס, שיחה אגב עם מובי שיש לו להכין קשה, או, so much, are we dealing with the mobile police, or are we dealing with mobile sources? So we want to check it out. If we are dealing with the moment in full age, so the question is, so how is it the day when Ligabi Shabbos? You doesn't become a Rishayochi if you have two mechitzes mures, you know we are full age, and then you set up the Rishayochi, and then you set up the Rishayochi. So the Rishayochi is in order to be neat, and we are full age, and you set up the Rishayochi, 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 And then it's open to Mishas Rabin here, and open to Mishas Rabin here. So you have to construct the Tzuras HaPesach here, and this Pesach, and the Lechi, you have to construct the Lechi here. But not if you just construct the Lechi here, and this will leave intact, it doesn't become a Yishayochi. So that's the Kashi. All right, but that's Rashi Shite, so we explain the Rashi Shite. Why? Because Rashi Shite, Rashi Mishito say, that according to the Mandoma, the Klechim, Mishum Chitzit Reise, so even in the Mobim Furesh, if you set up Klechim, and one Pesach, so it becomes a Mishayoch in the Reise. That's Rashi. But even if we say like Rashi, first of all, the Rambam is really like Rashi, and even if we say like Rashi, so only in the Reise it becomes a Mishayoch. So it's a good Mechitze vis-a-vis Shabbos and the Reise level, but vis-a-vis But on the Rabbono level, even Rabbi Shabbos is not good mechitze. So how can Rabbi tell us? How can Rabbi Tavo tell us that it's a good suke? He doesn't mean it's a good suke in the Reise. But with Rabbono we cannot be answered. So of what relevance is it? So that means that even Rabbono. So according to Rashi, we are forced to say that since on the Reise level. It's a good mechitze with Gabi Shabbos. So the male on the Reise level, it's a good mechitze with Gabi Suke. So we have no problems with the Reise. We only have a problem with Rabbonon. So there is a special Kules Chachomim. Chachomim Mishumitra Suke, the Chachomim Omar. That's Rashi Shita. But Teisves doesn't like that. But it's so true that it's a good mechitze with the Reise with Gabi Shabbos. So it's a good mechitze. With the Reise and Gabi Suke, but with the Rabbonon, it's not a good Mechitze in Gabi Shabbos. So it certainly shouldn't be a good Mechitze with Gabi Suke. So why does Rabbi say it's Ksheiro? Ksheiro means you can eat there, you can sleep there, you can kai mitzvah Suke. Kai mitzvah Suke. So then we have to say, so that alternative is to apply it to not to Imobi Mifulesh, as Rashi explains it, but to Imobi Soso. So then there's another question. If Rabbi has reference to a Mobi Soso, so then why does he say Mige? What do you mean Mobi Soso? Mobi Soso means that there is a dead end here. So in other words, here there is a wall, there's a dead end. And on one side it's open to Rosh Hashanah. And then he set up a Lech. So then Rabbi says, why is it a Sukkot Sheiro? Why is it a sukkah chair? Because me and have a day to Shabbos and Yom Tzur. Why does it have to resort to that? If it's a mobi sosso, so it has three mechitzes. But Gabi Shabbos, it's necessary for him to sell a duach. Because with three mechitzes, he's not allowed to have one of the carry inside that mobi sosso. But the Gabi Sukkah, Steinke, Chosm, Schnitzvah, Lutefach, here we have three mechitzes mures. So we don't have to resort to the halacha of Nige. So Tesves, at the end, as the Kashi, the same Tesves, and Tesves says, Yesh Lema Duel, O Mayer, Rebim of Isosu, Niku Muruches, O Mayer, Kibin Shisich, Echul Tzara Olechem, Gulli Kibin Tzara Botin, Lo Yisich, the Hashke, Yesh Suke, O Yesh Lema Chitze, Zulach Elechon. In other words, the Trabe has reference to a case. Trabe has reference to a case where it's a Mobisosu. It's a mobi sosso. Now, and he put up the lech here. He put up the lech here. So the kashi is, why does he have to resort to the gate? It's three mechitzes, so it's a good sukkah anyway. Doesn't need anything. The answer is, he put the schach, and the schach, he didn't put up schach here at the end. So the end of the coming of the schach was up to here. So he didn't, the schach was not placed. So this portion was not misuch. So the melee by suke, so there has to be a tzivu between the schach and the tvanis. You cannot put up tvanim here and the schach you put there. So it has to be tvanis smuches l'schach. So the melee two, he has three mechitzes, he has three solid. So three solid. So the melee vis-a-vis Shabbos, all he has to do in order to be allowed, even with Rabbanon to carry it, is to put up one leg. But that will not, without the halacha of Nige, so it will not avail him. So it will not avail him. So because of that, so without Nige, it wouldn't be a Sukkah Kshero. But because of the halacha of Nige, so he can liate with the Sukkah. But without Nige, we couldn't be Mikhail to Sukkah, because he doesn't have three families. This case cell is not Sukkah L'Schach, so the male is not considered as a Deifen for Sukkah. So that's why we have to resort to the halacha of Nige. This is what Tesis says at the end. So Tesis here on the Kashi, so it's in Masid Machshavah Tchila. So when Tesis is the Kashi, Tetzes was cognizant of what he is going to say at the end. So that's why he didn't ask this question. But he asks here at the beginning, he asks another question. Veili mandoma ferekamuira. Lechim shinekele. Veili mandoma mishinechitze. Koshe. Mayu el sukele boi mechitze de raise lima vide rabonon. Vime de raise de loi lechim shore. So he has the kashi. So two, that we have, the Trabez reference to the case of Imamisos. And why do we have to resort to Mige? Because he was misachir. Near the dead end, he didn't put that misach. So he doesn't have three tvanis. But then he put up the lechi here. So we got the Shabbos, he is allowed, it becomes sosu on all sides as a result of the lech that he puts up here. So Mimele, Abbe says, he'll be able to be Mikhail to Sukkah. In that movie also. Why? Because since the construction of the lech has the effect of making it tzosu, even on the rabbon level, on all sides, so vis-a-vis suke, it is also considered tzosu, even in the rabbon level, on all sides. But, from the point of view of the requirements of suke per se, he wouldn't be suke ksheho, because we require steikil choson, Ushlishis Afiru Tefach. And here, the dead end Kesel, that's not in the Pasuke, because he was Pisachir near the dead end. And so we have two Tfanites, so the Suke has two Tfanites, and then it says, on the third side, it says, the Lechi. But the Lechi is not the Tefach. So it doesn't conform to the requirements of his Afiru Tefach. So if there had been a beginning of Mige, he wouldn't be able to make a Mitzasuke. But on account of the Aloha of Mige, he can make a Mitzasuke, even though the defense of this third side does not have anything. This is what Rabbi says. So he says, the Kashi, very man, don't lechem shenekele beim mamam mishmechitze kosher mein silke di boy mechitze di reise li mobi di rabonon di mit reise di loy lechem shop. So this discussion is how can we apply the deen of me, because in so far as Shabbos is concerned, so on the Reise level we don't need a letter. On the Reise level, so it's considered so without a letter. And without a letter, no one is going to say that Sichach al Gabi Mobi Soso, was not put near the case of Apnimi of the Mobi, was not put. That if you just put Schach on that, when in effect he has only two mechitzes, that he should be a sugi kshayro. Because miged have deifen lishabes, so have deifen lishuke. So no, Rabbi is not going to say that. And if Rabbi said that, then why does he say she is lech? Without lech. Sicha ha'gabim obe. No lech. Sicha ha'gabim obe. And no lech. So the mele, but it is a modisoso. But the schach was not placed near the kesel atnimi. That is the dead end. So the mele is shel. That Rabbi doesn't say. So Rabbi says explicitly that if he doesn't say that, he felt the chitze, the lechim, so then it's not shel. So it's only shel if he, as a result of the lechim that he transports. But the question is this: without this lechim, so it's not a sugi kshayro. And even with this lechi, so on the basis of the halachas of sukkah per se, so it's not a sugi kshayro, because the halacha is that on the third side you need a deifen tefach, and here you have the lechi that is less than that. So how can we apply the din of migel? The din of migel can apply when something is not on the reise level, a mechitze vis-a-vis Shabbos, so on the reise level, it's a mechitze vis-a-vis Sukkot. Or, if something is a mechitze on the rabbono level, vis-a-vis Shabbos, so on the rabbono level, it's a mechitze vis-a-vis Sukkot. But here, insofar as being Gemishus Hayochit, mit the reise, so that couldn't apply to Sukkot. Because that mechitze, that is a mechitze l'gabi Shabbos, could not be considered as a mechitze l'gabi Sukkot, because by Sukkot we have a requirement that the mechitzes have to be somos l'schach, and the schach was not magia to the case of Apnimi. The schach, the end of the schach was here. It didn't extend to here. So that's the kasha of Keitzves. Bein l'mandol v'rekam l'irem. Lachim shmekele, bein l'mandol v'shmekele koshe. Mayim in suki v'boi mechitzen b'raise. L'mobi d'rabonon. Dim d'raise v'loi l'achi shom. V'yesh l'ima, dim mayim v'du l'achi kem. Kidam v'inu n'yil d'ma b'yil. Pox n'yil m'u sopa b'day. So, now here there is again a toy seita. Like a mishash from Tzad. Because what the Gemara says that he has to put up the tefach, the deifen tefach, davke, less than three tefachim, removed from the corner, that's only the rabbanon b'halacha. But with the reise, there is no such requirement. So with the reise, all he has to do is to put up the lechim tefach. That's all. A deifen tefach, the mayim lechim tefach. The mamidi v'pochis mikimul somer b'deifu ha'im d'rabono, not de ha'im, but the mamidi v'pochis mikimul somer b'deifu ha'im d'rabono v'drabono. So, but mid'raise it's a good suke, even even if he's not my meat, the David Tepach, less than 3 tvachim away from the corner. Midrash say it's a kutsuke, even if he puts it in the corner. So in other words, so he Rabbez Vatasikates where Sikhal Gabimovish in Shilachim Sheva, it's a modisoso. But the case Latin cannot be considered as a Deifu Gabisuke because it says it's not taking some of his heart. So far the Suke has only 2 tvachim. The 2 cases are moving. And now we put out a third mechitza. A lechitefa. So we the Rai say it's all right. We have no problems on the Raisa level. Because without Mige, he has 3 mechitzas. He has the 2 cases of Mobe, and of course the case of Mimi, that's not in the Suke, but he has the lechitefa. Through the lechitefa, he did put less than 3 tvachim away from the corner, but he put it mamish. Like any other level, mamish near the corner. So on the Raisa level, it's enough. The Raisa level, so if the Raisa level, the Raisa level, 2 tvachim moreitz, the 2 cases were amavei, and then the lechitefach. And the lechitefach was not put here, but it was put here. But that's all right, midrash. So the problem is midrabonon. We need not just a different tefach, but we need a different fofach. And since this lechitefach was not, it's not even a lechise, it's not even a tefach. So it's not even a tefach sheyfet, it is just a tefach that he put up here. So we fulfill the Raisa requirement. But the Rabbonon requirement we didn't fulfill. Because with Rabbonon you have to set up on the third side, not in the chitzel of the tefach, but in the chitzel of fourth one. Now, when you set up a deifen of the tefach sheyfet, a mashu less than 3 tvachim from the corner, then in effect, it is a different photo, but here it just set up a different tefach. So we do not have a different photo. So by having recourse to the halacha of nige, since this different tefach makes it sosum even on the drabonu level, ligabi shabes, so it's considered sosum even ligabi suki on the drabonu. So that's the effect of the nige. But then you ask, how is it enough even on the Raisa level? But Lechitefach is not enough. It has to be Tefach Seichek. And a Mashu less than 3 tvachim from the corner, so in effect it's 4 tvachim. And here we don't have a Mechitza 4 tvachim. So Jesus says, the Bamidi pocket with him on some of the data, that it should be a mechitza of 4 tvachim, that's in the Rabbonon, the Kalot. Hand in the Rabbonon. So all we are interested in is that it should be a good mechitza by Sukkah in the Rabbonon. So because of Mige, so it's a good mechitza in the Rabbonon. Because what's the purpose of the Rabbonon? Of a mechitza of 4 tvachim. Tefach Seichek, a little less than 3 tvachim from the corner, is in effect 4 tvachim mechitza. What's the significance of a 4 tvachim mechitza as contrasted with just a tefach mechitza? Because a tefach mechitza will not make it sosum mit Rabbanon, but a 4 tvachim mechitza will make it sosum mit Rabbanon. But speaking of the Abedei from the Shabbos, that it will become Shabbos, it will become Soso Mibin Rabbanon. So vis a vis Suke, it will also become Soso Mibin Rabbanon. Will be Shabbos Shalom Mibin. But it will be Soso Mibin. אבורים מתארץ, דיטפח סוכן ידרבון, ומדרעי סבחות שהוא, ובפרק המפרס, כוחו של בינטן סוכן, ורחמישו, ששיעור הטפח, ואמרו רוצים לחושב קיר הטפח, ושמדהב ודרבון, ולחושב רוחם ובציבן, ובפור השיעור הרי. So we see that the Deifel Suke Tefach is the Reis Mikaloche, not the Rabon Mikaloche. But what is the Rabonon? The Tefach Seichik, less than 3 weeks removed from the corner, that's the Rabon Mikaloche. But the Tefach in the third time, that's a Reis Mikaloche. Vintena, un Mobese, Ibnich, Ben Dimon Rechitzes, Mo Restek, Koi, Dolor, Achillas, Ute, Cheo, Ikaino, Rabon, Kid Rabonon. The Amro, Shani, Kilchoso, Shlish, Sakhu, Tefach. ובקונט רספירי דמייל, ומוד מפולש, ולוי לתוכן, דמקיימו עם אישטר בלך מקיימו, אלו לרב יהודה, וכולנו רואים כרבון ומפיר כמה ילבים, ואמרו בספר חלויים, because רב יהודה says, that if you have מוד מפולש, if you have a מובי מפולש, so, and you have to כסרי המובי, so you can set up בלכי, you can set up בלכי, so that's Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbanan Achirik. The Rabbanan say that in order to be allowed to carry in the Novi Mifulesh, so on one Pesach you have to set up, it's just a Pesach. On the other Pesach you have to set up, Ilech. So according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, so Ilech in the Novi Mifulesh is not effective. So how can we say, Migedah Haridefen, Mige da Abedeifen lehien Shabbos, so Abedeifen lehien Suke, on the Rabbono level, so even with Abed Shabbos, it's not effective. So it's not Abedeifen, even with Abed Shabbos, how can it be effective? On the Rabbono level with Abed Suke. Now, so we explain Rashi, because Rashi Shittu Shittu Sei, that Midraise, so Midraise, so if you have 2 mechitzes muras, kisrei amorim, and then on the third side you set up the rabbi, so Midraise becomes a mishayon. Midraise. So and Tesis Neirav happens to agree with Rashi, not with the Rambam. So why is Tesis Masik against Rashi? The answer is even if we assume that Tesis does agree with Rashi Shikinerav. And he probably does. Why should we say that he says here in Sukkot is really Kaddish Shikinera? But even according to Rashi Shikinera, that Midraise, if you have 2 kisrei amorim and on one Pesach the Rishus Rabbi we said Abirachi, so he becomes a Rishayochi. But with Rabbanon he doesn't become a Rishayochi. And here Rabbi says Sichah Gadumov Sheish Leachik Sheiro. What does Sheiro mean? Sheiro means Sheiro Midraise. Sheiro means that you can eat there, you can be kind with Sasuke. So it means even on the Rabbono level, you can be kind with Sasuke. How can you be kind with Sasuke on the Rabbono level when on the Rabbono level, even vis-a-vis Shabbos, it's not in it. That's this discussion. We talk in the Mishnah of the Rechim Kiro of Rabbiude, because I'm going to get Rabbono and get Tamarelem. According to Rabbiude, it could be explained. Because according to Rabbiude, so even on the Rabbono level, you can carry if you set up your echad in the moment you finish. So, we could have a way to come in the air and we would say Chalei, we say Kogadois, the Aloch of Rabbi and Chitzes, we ain't shloim Adol Elo Mayer and Mori Sosum, we give you Ruchels, we Mayer and Kinesh Sikha was a Lechi, we would feel we set up what in Mori Sikha. Now, I should use a Suke, I should take the Chitzes, we are here. Think of Maron, Sikha Chal Gabi Pasik Roiz, Ksheiro, so by Shabbos there is a special Pure, that in Chachomim no matter which way they're going, even though the bulk of the sides that encompass the veil, the well, so it's poles, so it's our special aloche of building, that if you have in each corner, amo here, amo here, amo here, amo here, in all the 4 corners, so it's muta. So, but on Suke, there is no aloche of building. There is a machleke between Rabbi Yaakov and Chachomim, where there is aloche of building. But we pass like Rabbonon of Rabbi Yaakov. But on Shabbos Sukkot, so even Rabbi Nachman Yaakov would be made there that if he's misachi chalgabim yundi, it's ksheiro. Because of the loch of me, according to Rabbi Yaakov, so sicha makabas in the ways, not after Shabbos of Sukkot, so it's ksheiro. But Rabbi Nachman, only Paschal Rabbi Nachman, so there is no loch of yundi. But Shabbos of Sukkot, weil drei in der Woche mitgehen. So sicher kann das sich freuen sich schön. Und zwar, wie hast du mir mal im Schild gesteckt, wann es mal ist? Alle kann das sich freuen sich gesteckt, wann es mal ist in der Woche. Wie hast du mir das sich freuen sich mit dem Geschehen, aber wann ist? Aber sicher kann mir mal wieder geschehen, aber wann ist in der Woche. Wie hast du mir eine Tarte, eine Chmierte und Kürte? Aber eine Kürte und eine Chmierte in der Woche. Zwischen. Na rasch. Pass sich freuen sich, wir schenken dir ein Wien. Felshei Beirem, Nahamite, Rachon, Shnei Gorim, Asin Roi, Shnei Shzerabi, Pas Nabok, Medyundi, Brein, Kyoi, Shnei Chitze, Mize, Loze, Benim Zabi, Unke, Mechitzes, Umal, Mizei, Choi, Zabam, Chitze, Vim Tzich, Rau, Gabon, Shnei, Mishave, Nisukes, Kishave, Nisukes, Vim Nigel, Adi, Mishave, Zabam, Nisukes, Vim 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 Nisukes, Wie erschien und Mobei, aber wenn wir Hossam gut machen, dann müssen wir nicht gehen, wie geschehen die Chizes Meiles. Kasse bewohe, sie geschehen die Galle-Djum. Nehmt ihr aber auch, schneiden wir kommen mit Chizam, und wir kamen auch mit Kamm. Schad wir nicht, wir kommen mit Amel Chotzat. Wie erschien und Anach Tate, wie erschien und Haare Damm und Mio. Wir kennen die Schabes, aber wenn wir nicht, wir haben die Kirte und Donner. Now let's see the cases. Sicher, Kabbal, sie bewohe, es geschehen. Mir gedammt die Chizam, die Schabes. So this is the cash. We have a double tier on every goal. Who will go and make him all the hemper? Ah, but what the time is here? He cannot rely on the Jewish Sayochi. He has to climb in, but only in order to accommodate the behemoths. So we find here one Takone, where the Chachomi were more lenient in regard to the behemoths than in regard to the person himself. Than we got the body. Why? Not that they were more compassionate towards the behemoth than towards the body. But the order of the body, he is an eitze. He doesn't have to get a heter to carry, to draw water. So he can just be tight, he can climb down, he can climb up. If so, Mashenki the behemoth, so they have no eitze. So, Ulelo, they go meet your old bento. Abelodom, mitam Israeli, mitam Israeli. Kidamunum, pelikis in pass. So that means the passive going. So on the Rabbon level, so we in the hardship situation, the Chachamim Omar. What is the hardship situation? We got there in order to be able to be matched with the behemoths. So that's a hardship situation. But otherwise, with the Rabbon is also there, so how can we use the Sukkah with the Rabbon? Because it shouldn't be better than Shabbos. So this says, כל פוקים כאילו נראה איזה שום לכל עניין, אמרים מיקה, ואפילו ברבונו ועשרם, שום מצווה סוכה, in other words, that the fulfillment of מצווה סוכה is considered as much of a hardship situation as accommodating the behaviors of the elector. ואפילו ברבונו ועשרם, שום מצווה סוכה, וכיום יצחק עשה לבוא בשיש ללכם ופסים, וחי יש לדומי מחי תיימה, ופשיט לא תיימה למיץ. Alright, so now the question arises, because how did we explain Rashi? We explained Rashi. Now Rashi Shiti is the Tzichal Gabe in Mobe. Shinish Lulechi is Ksheiro has reference to Mobe Mifuresh. So then the question arose, Mobe Mifuresh, so how is it the date of Shabbos? So it's Rashi Mishikosi. That Midraise, so either if you have two Kisle Amobe and you put on one Pesach, you put up Lulechi, so Midraise, even according to Rabbonu of Rabbude, it's muter to care. It becomes, because the rice comes from Israel. It comes from Israel. But Tesis didn't like that. Tesis didn't like. Why didn't Tesis like? Because true, with the rice it comes from Israel. But with the Rabbonon, it does not become a Israel. With the Rabbonon, it does not become a Israel. Because with the Rabbonon, you are only allowed to carry if you have four mechitzes, not if you have two mechitzes, mures, and melechi, and one Pesach in the Mobi Amifurish. So that's why Tesis rejected Rashi's pshat. So, but now the Tesis says, in connection with Sichah Halkab Pasid Roiz, that Rabbi is saying, Sichah Halkab Pasid Roiz in Sheol, Bigger the Habitat in Shabbos, Habitat in Mizuki, even though Gabi Shabbos itself, it's not Mutter, regarding the person, only regarding the behaviors of the daily God. But by Sukkah, Mishumitzvah Sukkah. So that's considered a hardship situation. So, Mimele, that means, that where Midraise is Mutter, and by Shabbos, and only Midrabonon is also by Shabbos. So Mele Gabi Sukkah should be Mutter in Midrabonon, because of the Mitzvah Sukkah. So why the Tesis? So Tesis itself says that. We Gabi Pasid Roiz. So Mele Tesis could explain like Rashi. So why did Jesus reject Rashi's pshat? The tzichah that we want to change to lechit sheiro has reference to mamim mifulish. He says it couldn't have reference to mamim mifulish because by mamim mifulish, so it's not a day from Gabi Shabbos. But according to Rashi Shite, it is a day from Gabi Shabbos and the Raisa Rebbe. And Jesus Shite is like Rashi. So why did Jesus reject Rashi's pshat? That he cannot have, Rabbi Zvi cannot have reference to Mabim Fulesh, he must have reference to Mabim Soso. So he said, because when Rabbi says Ksheiro, it means that with Rabbi Lechatchila he can be Mikayim Mitzesuke. So how can he be Mikayim Mitzesuke with Rabbonon when even Gabi Shabbos with Rabbonon, it's not considered Soso? So why does this say in Gabi Pasibor is? So the answer is, there is a difference between the Rabbonon. In the case of the Mabim Mifulesh, where you have the two Kislei Amaveh, and then you set up the Lechi and one Pesach, so then, how many Mechitzes are there over there? Three Mechitzes. Not the four, not the Shemetz of the four Mechitzes. So with the Raise, it's a Mishayoch in the Konkirash in Mechitzes Neiram, even with three Mechitzes, and even with two Mechitzes Mores, and one Mechitze that is not a Mechitzes Neiram, just the Lechi. That's Rashi Shita in the Raise. But with Rabbanot, we require four Mechitzes. So Mele, the Chachomim were not all the Rabbonos are the same. The Rabbonon of Pasibiroim, so the Chachomim made a special dispensation, and they were matir in connection with the Elohim, the behemoths of the Elohim. Why? Because by Pasibiroim, we have Yumdin, we have the Shem Chitz on all four sides, because that's Yumdin. So in other words, so that means that midraise, if you have diumdin, so it's considered that you have mechitzes on all the four sides. Mashenke, in the case of the mobile foolish, and when you put up the lechia on one pesach, so you don't have the mechitzes, you don't have the shemets of the four. So, but midraise, even without the four mechitzes. So it's mutar to carry. But with Rabbanon, if you don't have four mechitzes, so it's also to carry, even in a hardship situation. So the male, it's not shy to say, Mikke, the have a day for me in Shabbos, have a day for me in Sukkot. Because on the Hadraisa level, it's a day for Shabbos, so the male on the Hadraisa level, it's a day for me in Sukkot. But on the Rabbanon level, it's not a day for me in Shabbos. But with Rabbi Pasadoroi, so even on the Rabbanon level, it's a day for me in Shabbos. Vis-a-vis a hardship situation. So the male suki is considered a hardship situation. That's only the Rabbonon that applies to passive Rohim, because there we have four mechitzes, because Yumdin is a mechitze on all the four sides. So we can say that mitzvah suki is considered like the tzirach of the behemoth of the Eilei Golim. Mashiach came when you have two mechitzes, and the lechi on the third side, you don't even have important mechitzeh. So there the Chachomim were not matir even Gabi Shabbos, even in the hardship situation. The biggest hardship situation the Chachomim would be matir in the case where you have only three mechitzes, two Kislei Amaveh and one lech. So how can we be matir Gabi Shabbos?
Thank you.
Shri Chav Pez in Sukkah, Chav Gimel Cheshvan, Hei Tov Shin Mem Aleph, with November 2nd, 1980 on Sunday.
Because neither the Havadei can be Shabbos, Havadei can be Sukkah. So, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi applies it to a moving foolish. Now, so, that the Rishayim raised the question against Rashi, if it's modern and foolish, how can we apply the aloha of meaning the Havadei from the Shabbos, Havadei from the Sukkah, even without the Shabbos, it's not a day. Because in order to be allowed to carry in a mobe in the fullest, so the Gemara says you have to be misaking both psochim. You have to set up a Pesach, and one Pesach is Tzuras HaPesach, and one Pesach that is open with Yisrabi, and the Lechi on the other. But just one Lechi you're not allowed to carry. That's the Kashi of the Shemes. So what is the Tarek? Because Kashi and Shito say, Kashi Shite Neirad means, that neither Aisa, or two things. First of all, Rashi Shite is Neira in Suke, that neither Aisa, three mechitzes, is a Rishayochit. And then, neither Aisa, if you have two mechitzes mures, and then if you have more than a foolish, with two mechitzes mures, parallel to each other, and then, on one Pesach, you set up in Lachi, so neither Aisa becomes a Rishayochit. We should call it Mandoma, but Lachim should be hit the right side, so the right side becomes El Zayon. So, maybe that's why Rashi can apply the memory of Rabbi, of Sicha, but Mobish in Lachim Sheo, to Mob Mikulesh, and he set up in Lachim, so at the right side level, it becomes El Zayon. So, we get the Havadei from the Shabbos, and at the right side level, Havadei from the Suki. But the question is, but at the Rabbon level, even the Shabbos is not in there. So, why should we be muta by Sukkah? So, we have to say that according to Rashi, since by Shabbos, so it's muta, it's a deifen on the Raisa level, so Mele, on the Raisa level, it's a deifen with Gabi Sukkah too. And once it is a deifen with Gabi Sukkah, so it's considered as a Nechitze on the third side, with Gabi Sukkah on the Raisa level, so the Chachomim will make them. Then we should meet Vasuke, that even at the Rabbono level should be in the Mechit. That's Rashi. Alright. So this is Rashi. Now then, the other Rishayim, they apply the Gemara, the Mechla of Rabbi, of Sicha Rabbi Mobi Sheishelechit Sheo, to Mobi Sosu. Now, those Rishayim who agree with the Rambam, let's say like the Rambam and the Rabbi Hananel, and I mean the group of the Shaykhim, smart, who say that with Raise, with three Mechitzes, it's not a Rishayochit. And certainly, two Mechitzes Mures and one Lechi on the third side is not a Rishayochit, even with Raise. So, they cannot, so all, that's the sheet of the Rambam, the Rach, so all these Rishayim certainly cannot agree with the Rashi's Pshat. The Sicha Rabbi Mobi Sheishelechit Sheo has reference to a Mobi Mifurish. Because even with the Raisa, it's not a day for the Gabi Shabbos. But even the Rishayim, who agree with Shitas Rashi, that with the Raisa, three Mechitzes make it into a Rishayochit, and that with the Raisa, two Mechitzes Mures, and the Lechi on one Pesach, and the Mobi on Foolish, is a Rishayochit in the Raisa. Still, they reject Rashi's Pshat. Why? Because even though with the Raisa and the Raisa level, it becomes a Rishayochit, but with the Rabbonon it's not a Rishayochit. So, since it's not a Mishayochid in the Rabbonon, unless it has four mechitzes, not with three mechitzes, so how can it be a sukkah sheiro? And in the Rabbonon level, Gabisuke. So, the male, the Rishayim, so there are many Rishayim who reject Rashi's Pshat. Of course, all those Rishayim who agree with the Shittas Rambam have to reject Rashi's Pshat. So then even if the right say it's not a good day thing regarding Shabbos, if just the Lechem on the third side. But even the Rishayim who agree with Rashi, and who say that with the right say, so with two mechitzes and the Lechem on the third side, it becomes a Rishayochi. But with Rabbonon it's not a Rishayochi. So in Melech, they reject Rashi's Pshat, and they say that Tzicha Gavimov Yishayin Shalechem Shero applies to Rimov Yisosu. Now, so the Ram and Tesis both apply it to Rimov Yisosu, but there is a machlekes between the Ram and Tesis. We'll see. Now, we went over the Tesis. Tesis also says, at the end of this Tesis, Tzicha Gavimov Yishayin Shalechem Shero, so he says, the label of Maimon in the Sosom in the Ruches, who Maimon in the Sikhet was a Lechet, the Rikum is a Rakot in Roy Sikhet, the Hashem in the Susuke, and the Shem Mechitzes, the Lechim Echo, Lech Echo. Now, but then Jesus Kashi was in the beginning. So it's true, Midrash it is a good, it's a Rishayochet, because it's a Mobi Sosom. But it's not, it doesn't have three Mechitzes. It doesn't have three mechitzes by suke because he was misachir near the keser hapnim. So, but he set up at the other pesach. He set up the lechem. So Jesus kashi was bein mandolam to come near the lechem shemakir bein mandolam shemachitze koshe ma'in in suke di boi mechitzes the raise limo mi the rabbonon di the raise the loy lechem shor. So, Kashi is, how can we apply the halacha of Nigadavi Day for Nigadavi Shabbos? Have a day for Nigadavi Suke? But even so far as Shabbos is concerned, so he tests three mechitzes mudes because it has a case of Pnimi. We can see it in Mobi Soso. But in Suke, it was not a three mechitzes. Because by Suke, the Tfanim had to be smuches mischach, and he wasn't misacheich. Near that case, within 3 tvachim, less than 3 tvachim of that case. So that means that with Gabi Sukhi we only have 2 mechitzes, and with Gabi Shabbos we have 3 mechitzes. So, and then he said Abilah. So then, so Gemara says, we get Abilah, the infant, with Shabbos, Abilah, with Sukhi. But with Shabbos it's a day thing because with the Raisei, without the Tlechi, it's a Mishayochi. But with the Rabbonon, it's not a Rishayochid until he sets up the Lechi. Masheriki Gabisuke, where without the third side, it's not even the right level, it doesn't have 3 mechitzes. So it will have 3 mechitzes only if we consider this Lechi as the third mechitze. But this Lechi Gabishabes is not the third mechitze on the right level. It's only the Rabbonon. So how can we say, Mige the Habedeit? We Shabbos as a fourth mechitze. I'm in the Rabbonu level, so I'm in Deifen, we Suke, I'm in the Reise. That's Jesus Kasha. So then Jesus Teret is, we Yishlema, the Mayre, Bilechi Tefach, ki damgino liya, the Ma'amide, Bipoches, Nihimu, Somos, Nihim. The Mayre, Bilechi Tefach, U damgino, there is a toy sector, as the Shas points out. Udamino will the Mamini Pokas, me give you some of the tape and hide in the Rabolo. Of the Shabbos, Shore, Aldinige, Bafilo, the some of the day. Bafilo, the some of the day. So he says that Rabbi has reference to the case where on the third side he put up, let's say, it's a Mobi Soso. But the case of Akvini cannot be considered as a Mechitza in Babisuke because he wasn't Misafik. Near the case like me. So that means that even though with Gabi Shabbos, the Bobby has 3 mechitzes, mures, but with Gabi Suki, Bobby has 2 mechitzes, mures. And then, on the fourth side, so that he's open to the Rishus Rabbi, he set up the lech. And that lech, he had a width of the tefach. So that means that with the Raisa, without recourse, to make the Haredim from the Shabbos Haredim from the Sukkot. So on the Reise level, it says, Rima Chitzes, Shtai Tel Choso, Ushish Shabbos Tepa, because on the third side, here there are two Mechitzes Mores, and here on the third side, he set up a Rechit Tepa. But he set up a Rechit Tepa, Mamesh Milikon, not a little less than three removed from the corner. Now, but Rima Reise say it's a good Sukkot. Without recourse to the halacha of midi. Why? Because midi raise shlishi is afilu tefach. That's all that is required. We don't need a deipen, a constructive deipen of both halacha. But, as long as there is a tefach, even a tefach baini, so that fulfills the raise. But midi rabbanon, we require that there should be on the third side a day plan of four tefachim. In other words, if you set it up, the tefach sechel, you set it up a little less than three tefachim from the corner, then in effect you have four tefachim. So, in regard to this requirement in the Rabbonon, so we say, since this left tefach, so is have a day plan, even on the Rabbonon, Ligabi Shabbos, so in Mele, on the Rabbon level, it would be a good day for Ligabi Shabbos. This is how Tesis applies Rabbis now. This is Tesis. The Ram here, he also rejects Rashi's Pshat, that Sicha Rabbi Mobi Shishu Lechit Sheol has reference to a Mobi Mifuresh. He rejects it. But he says, that it has reference, the way Tesis says, to a Mobi Sosum. So now, if it's a Mobi Sosum, so we have three Mechitzes Mores, that's all we need, by Sukkot, then, so the Ram says the same thing as Tesis, so far. In other words, that the Mobi, that the case of Atlini, so it wasn't Misachrich near the case of Atlini. So Gabi Shabbos, we have three Mechitzes Mores. Gabi Sukkot, we only have two Mechitzes. And then he set up, and then he set up a lechi on the fourth side. But not that he set up a lechi on the fourth side that has a mitzvah b'tefach, the way Tesis says it. No, according to the Ram, he set up just an ordinary lechi, doesn't have the mitzvah b'tefach. So the question is, so then Tesis' question is. So, Bein Mandor Mishim Lechem Mishim Kira Bein Mandor Mishim Lechitze Koshe Mayim Nisiket Suke Diboyim Lechitze De Raise Limogit Rabonon Raise De Loi Lechem Shore. So he says, insofar as the Raise is concerned, so since now the Ram does not agree with the Rambam Shike that two Lechitzes Mures and the Lechem on the third side in Limogit Mekuresh do not make it into a Shayot. The Ram agrees with Rashi Shikanira. That's the sheet of Moshe Shem. That neither I said two Mechitzes Mures in the Mogen Yefulesh and one Lechi. And the Lechi on the third side, so it becomes a Shayot in the Raisa. So in other words, we have to treat, to consider that the Raisa is separately and the Rabban is separate. As far as the Raisa is concerned, so we say, Mige de Havidei. Now, in the case where it's a modern sauce, but it has three Mechitzes Mures Gabi Shabbos, but he wasn't misachrich in the other case of Atnim. And then he said up Lechi, less Tanitepach with. So, on the Raisa level, we can apply the Aloche of Mige the Havadeifen, Li Shabbos, Havadeifen, Li Sukkot. Suppose you didn't have the case of Atnim. You do have the case like me. You do have the case like me. But suppose you did not have the case like me. Now, you have the case like me here. But suppose, and then you set up your lechi here. So suppose you didn't have the case like me. Then this lechi by itself, without the case like me, would convert this move into a shishayochi and into a nice lechi. It would convert. Now, the fact is that it's superfluous. But this lechi is superfluous and the Reis HaLechem. Because even without the Lechem, it's in the Shayochit with the Reis HaLechem Shabbos, because of the case of Apnimi. But this Lechem has the potential. Actually, it's superfluous. Without this Lechem, it's in the Shayochit with the Reis HaLechem. But it has the potential of making this move into a Mishus Ayochi and the Reis HaLechem. Because even if you did that, suppose you removed them, the case of Apnimi. And once you set up here the Lechem, so it will still be a Rishayot in the Reisah. So the Mele, since it has the potential, even though actually it did not make it on the Reisah level into Rishayot, because it was a Rishayot anyway, even before we set up the Lechem. But it has the potential of making this Lechem, has the potential of making the Mobe refulesh into a Rishayot in the Reisah level. So Menele, since according to the Ram, since it has the potential of making this Mobili Fulesh into a Rishayohi Midraise, so even though actually it did not make it into a Rishayohi Midraise, because it was a Rishayohi Midraise anyway, but the fact that it has the potential of making this Mobili Fulesh into a Rishayohi Midraise, so we already can apply on the Raise level, the aloche of Nige the Habdeife, Rishabes, Habdeife Rishabes. Teis Veshite is, that when can we apply the aloche? The aloche of Nige the Habdeife and Rishabes, Habdeife Rishuke, only when Bimtzies, when actually it makes it into Rishayochi, a certain Deife, a certain Mechitze, it makes it into Rishayochi and Raise. But if actually it doesn't make it into Rishayot and Raise, because actually it was a Rishayot and Raise anyway. So there we don't apply the aloche of Nigid Habibeifen, Rishabes, Habibeifen, Rishuki. That's the Rishite. The Ram Shite is that even if actually it didn't make this Mechitze, did not make it into Rishayot and Raise, as long as it has the potential to be Keach, it is capable of making a Rishayot Raise, because even if you didn't have this case of Apnimi, you remove the case of Apnimi by setting up the Lechi here. So you could convert it into Rishayot Raise. So the fact that the Keach can make it, it has the potential of making it into Rishayot Raise, that itself is enough to apply the Aloche of Nigat HaVedeifen, Rishabes HaVedeifen Yisuki. So in other words, that's the machlokes between Teisus and Rav. According to Teisus, in order to apply the aloha of Migeda Habibayfa Rishabes, Habibayfa Rishuke, so Bimtzias Bipeya, it has to become a Rishayochi through the Mechitza. But in Bipeya, it does not make it into a Rishayochi with Raisa. Because Bipeya is a Rishayochi with Raisa anyway, because of the case of Abdi. So then we cannot say, Migeda Habibayfa Rishabes, Habibayfa Rishuke. According to the Ram is very clear. And the Ram says, as long as Bikeya, it has the potential of make this Lechem, Bikeya, can make this Mobi Amfulesh into Rishayot and Raise, so we already can apply the Din of Migeda the Habedeifen, Rishabes Habedeifen. So insofar as the Raise is concerned, so we say, even though the Lechem is not the Lechem that has a week of it, it's a Lechem Hoshu, but since Bikeya, it has the potential of converting this Mobi Amfulesh into Rishayochi, even if it hadn't been a Rishayochi before. It had the potential. This Lechem itself, it has the potential of converting it into a Rishayochi with Raise. So Mele, on the Raise level, it is considered as a Mechitze, as a sufficient Mechitze, and the third side, with Abi Suketu. But then, you have. Then we apply the same aloha of Mige and the Rabbanan. First we apply and the Reiselev, the aloha of Mige. Because Bikeach, it has the potential of converting the Mobian Fulesh into Rishayot and Reise, so in Mele, it becomes a Nechitze and the third side and the Reiselev. And then, since this Lechit converts it into Rishayot and the Rabbanan, that's Bitzias. So it is considered on the Rabbanan level to be a good mechitze on the third side. Regardless. This is how it is, yes, explain. So Tesis Pshat is similar to the Rams. I mean, this is the Rams Pshat. So the Rams Pshat is similar to Tesis Pshat, but there is one point of difference. The question is, can we apply the law of Migid Abedim in Shabbos, Abedim in Suke, in the case where Mitzies, it doesn't make, the Mechitze does not make it into Mishas Ayofi. But it has the potential of making it. So according to Tesis, since it only has the potential in Tzias, it doesn't make it Mishas Ayofi, it's not Shabbos the same thing. Just because Bikeach, it can make it into Mishas Ayofi. But, and according to the Ram, it can. Now let's see the Ram. Let's see the Ram inside.
It becomes the feeling tekek of the shlishis. The lechi becomes.
So according to Ram, the lechi does not have to have a weight of tepah.
But it becomes. It becomes as if it were the tepek, a feeling tepek of the shlishis.
What shlishis? So it is just the sifi tene tepah, even though the tzias it does not have. Ve'yom avot sicha gadol v'sheish lechi v'sheish kolayim adimi gedara adimi. The Migid Abedei Tumi Shabbos, Abedei Tumi Suke, with the Suke Sadmore and Nire, the Lord will not be the Fulish Aski, Moshe Kosafi the Chedusha, the Yoche Kashi, Kimji, Shalish Mechitzes, Lomo Lachshur and Moshe Migid Alechi Amata the Shabbos. That's like this is Kashi. We deal to the Zeh, so that's like this. Because she is Sichech to Lapi Chutz, Roche Pudim Nemtsoi. Why we can hear the dog and the mother? The Queen, the Hayek, Mehamed, Haki Ramon, the Lord, the Hitze, she is with the right, say, we have the other way, the Shin Hitze. You see, the reason is why the Abu Sabah makes the correction. You see, in all the Morris, it's mentioned Kobe, the first member of Midi, the second member of Midi. In the Rif, it's mentioned Kobe, in the Bach all over, he's Magia Rabbe. Why is he Magia Rabbe? Why is it Magia Rabbe? Because we have to say, let's say, certainly according to Rashi and according to the Ramshi, even though according to Tesis it's not necessary to be Magia Rabbe. But according to Rashi and according to Tesis, I'm saying, and according to the Ramshi, so the reason is why Rabbe applies the Aloha. Whether it is Rabbi or Rabbi. The reason is why this Ameir applies the Aloha of Migye is because Lechi is Mishum Mechitze the Reis. Lechi is Mishum Mechitze the Reis. So, but let's say according to Rashi. Rashi applies it to Mobi Mifulish. So the question is Mobi Mifulish, so it's not the date we got the Shabbos here. So why do we have to say Rashi? But on the Reis level, it is a date for the Shabbos. Because if you have the Mobi Mifulish, two Mechitzes Mures, that are power of each other, and then on one side, on one Pesach, Moshe Sarabim, you said, Abilech, he becomes a Rishayoch in the Reis. So, Migid Habedeifen, Mid Reis, Eli Shabbos, Habedeifen, Mid Reis, Eli Suki. But, the Chachomi, once we accomplish, we go so far, so the Chachomi applied a certain leniency. And he said, that even Mid Rabon, it's a good date, because of mitzvah sukkah. But in order to say mit rabon it's a good sukkah, first you must establish that mit reise it's a good sukkah. Why is it a good sukkah mit reise? Because on the reise level, it becomes a mishayochi. It becomes a mishayochi with the lech. Now, whether, so that means that it becomes a mishayochi mit reise. It becomes a mishayochi mit reise on the basis of the fact that it has two mechitzes mores, and then lechi on the third side. That's only true if we say lechi mishum mechitze. So then Rashi and Tesis and then Rishay would say that if you have two mechitzes mores in the Mogam Furesh, and a lechi on the third side, so then it becomes with Yochan Reise. But according to Mandoma, lechi mishum mechitze, so then the lechi is only effective, has only significance, if you have three mechitzes mores, let's say, a mori asosu, and then on the fourth side, you put up the lechi, so it's edge. Since midraise, it's already a mishayochi, on the basis of the three mechitzes, but in Rabona, so the lechi, mishemekele, makes it into a mishayochi, in Rabona. But if we say, But if you have just two mechitzes gemores and one lechi on the third side, according to mandoma lechi mishmekele, then we don't say that it becomes a psadok. The reason as to why Rashi says that lechi, that two mechitzes gemores in Loda and Fulesh, and the lechi on the third side is a shayochet, but I say because we pass like the mandoma lechi mishimechitze, but there is a machlekes in the Gemara whether lechi mishimechitze or lechi mishimekele. According to mandoma lechi mishimekele, so the lechi is only effective in the mobi asosum, and on the fourth side you put out the lechi. So there is a hekeh. But if you have only two mechitzes in the mobi and foolish, and you put up just one lechi on the third side, so then it cannot become Yerushayochim in Raise, only if we say Lechem Shemechitze, not if we say Lechem Shemechitze. Now, there is a machlekes in Eirab, between Abaye and Hor. And according to most of the Shemim, this is one of the Yalkidam, according to all the Shemim except Havletam. So this is one of the Yalkidam, Nadal Galamet, Yalkidam. So the Yud is usually does. The iron is it's aiming. We must pray on this one, we can have on this one, and then the lament. So what does the lament represent? So all the shame except from the time say that the lament represents the machlekes between Abayim and Hobbit that you praise near him. Lechi Oimid Melo. Lechi Oimid Melo means that it wasn't constructed deliberately as a lechi. You just put up a post. You put up a post because you want to hang your laundry, in the mobe. So you put up the post and then you tie the rope at it. It wasn't constructed for the purpose of elef. So Abaye says lechi may or have elef, even though it wasn't set up deliberately for the purpose of lechi, of serving as lechi. So it's still lechi. Rabbi says, and the Gemara says that the machlekes between Abaye and Rabbi is on the question as to whether lechi mishum mechitza or lechi mishum mekeila. So Abaye says lechi mishum mechitza. So mechitza is a mechitza. It doesn't make any difference whether it was set up deliberately as a mechitza or it was set up for some other purpose. A mechitza is a mechitza. So if we say lechi mishum mechitze, so even lechi yomid meilo bar mechitze. And Rabbi says lechi yomid meilo lo yabe lechi. Why? Because he holds lechi mishum mechitze. So when it's a heker, if it is constructed deliberately, so then it's a heker. But if it was constructed for some other purpose, so then it's not a heker. Now, so, but we pass him, according to all the shekim except Tavnetan, we pass him like a bayit, because that's Yalpigam. According to Ramatan, we pass it like Rove. According to Ramatan, so the Lamed represents something else. We learn that the Machlik is Abaye and Rove. Whether it's Eile Lizarim Kim or not. So Abaye says that it's not Eile, Yimileide, She'ein Rebe. So if the Akrinde, she didn't see any dam. Whether it's even to the Zion, Nikim, let's say she gave birth to Nikim, to a girl. So she's Meorede 40 days. Whether she sees down or she doesn't see down, she has a din of Meorede for 40 days. And suppose she stopped bleeding, let's say on the second day after she gave birth to the girl. So then, the question is, can she be Tiberius on the night of the 15th? After the 40 days, of course, she's a solid bio for 40 days because she's neolated, even if she doesn't see that. But she's, and she was Yeledes Bizei. So she has to make two counts. First, she has to count 40 days Yeledes, and we learn that in Sakasnide, and then she has to count Zayin Kim. So the question is, if she stopped seeing the dam, on the second day, on the third day after she gave birth to a girl. So, can she start counting the Zion King? Can the Zion King be reckoned with, even though it's within the Yudalet Yimelim? So according to Rove, So Yimilei Shein Reya Behen is Eulil Zayniki, and according to Abai it's Eulil. So the Lamed, according to Rabbi Tam, so all the Shein cast in like Chove there, because the general rule is that whenever there is a machleit between Abai and Chove, so the Aloch is like Chove, except in Yalti Gam. And according to all the Shein, the Viv, the Rambam, all the Shein, so this is not one of the Yalti Gam. So maybe it passed like Chove. But Rabbi Tam says that this is one of the Yalti Gam, that's the Lamed. So according to Rabbi Tam, so Rabbi Tam passed this over there, that it's in a Reye, that it's Eino Meili, Lizayin Ki, Yimelei the Shein Rebe, is Eino Meili, Lizayin Ki, Zayin Ki, because that's the Lamed, so the Mele, Lechem Meilo, is not one of the Altigam. Since it's not one of the Altigam, so according to Rabbi Tam, we have to apply the general rule, that remember there is a Machlekes between Abai and Rove, so the Aloche is like Rove. Now, so, but according to Rove, so Lech is not Mishim Mechitz. Rove says, Lech Yehemid Meirov, Lo Yavim Mechitz. Lech Yehemid Meirov is Lo Yavim Mechitz. So according to Rove, so Lech Yehemid Meirov is Lo Yavim Lechi. Why? Because Lech Yehemid Mishim Mechitz. Lech Yehemid Mishim Mechitz. And if it's Yehemid Meirov, so it's not Yehemid. It's not Yehemid. So how can Rashi? So Rashi certainly couldn't be Yehemid's Omar Rove. Because according to Rashi, why is Sichal Gabu Mobi Lech is Cheo? Why? Because Nigid Habedeife, Lishabes, and the Reiselem. So Mimele, Habedeife, Lisuke, and the Reiselem. Mimele, the Chachomim will make a leave on the other level. We should use Lasuke. But how is it the Deife, Lishabes, and the Reiselem? That's only if we say Lech in Shemachitze. But Rabbi says, Lech in Shem, Lech in Shemachitze. So that's why the Bach is Magia, not Rabbi, but Rabbi. And according to Ram too, we have to say the same thing. Because even though the Ram applies it to a Mobi Asosum, but he still explains it on a Raisa level, on the basis of the fact that this Lechi has the potential to convert this Mobi Al-Pulesh into a Mishnayochet, even if it hadn't been a Mishnayochet in the Raisa. Even if it didn't have the case Lapin. So only according to Abaye that Lechem Shemechitze it has the potential. But according to Rome, that Lechem Shemechere, so if you had a woman foolish, you didn't have a case of Nimi, you just put out the Lechem, it wouldn't convert it into Ishtayochi, and in the Reiser level. So that's why the Bach is Magia, Rabbi, because Rabbi Neiram says that he agrees with Abaye that Lechem Shemechitze. That's the reason as to why the Bach is Magia from Rove to Rav. Alright. So, Bahai Bide Nira Lido Hamlo, the Chim Nahayla Chim Nahan, Lahat Ramon Rub the Chitish is in the Raise, Lirabe Yom Malachim Shmachitze, Kris and Tarkam Nerev, Man and Amal Hatsha Sukhizu in the Raise, Chim Nahayla Chim Nahan Nahan Lahat Ramon is in the Rabonon. So in other words, we consider it on the Raise level, and we consider it on the Rabon level. And at the Raisa level, we say, Mi Gedeha Bedeifen Shabbos. It has the potential of making a deal with Shayochi and at the Raisa level. So the Mele, it's on the Raisa level, it's a Deifen Ligabe Suketu. And then on the Rabon level, here again apply, Mi Gedeha Bedeifen, because here it has a case of Nini. Now we said that the Lechi. So on the Rabon level, it makes it into Rishu Sayochi. So the Mele, it's a different even on the Rabon level, to make it into Yisuk Ekshen Goyim Abraham. Keep the Hayyad in Anim Hanu Hakim of the Zend Rabon and Shabbat Pushe Yishu Shom Zmechitzes, at the Lohat Zohu Chol Akshirei, Shalechim, Mid Rabon and Ame Shom Yisuk Ekshen Goyim Abraham, Yisuk Ekshen Goyim Abraham. Vim Goyal Ber Arzeh in Reye Kam Yidikvah, Vi Avo Gav, ואבו גב, דרבי, לטעמי אוזו, דסביר עלי לכם שמחיצה, נהנה, וכתחסים, הביאו הרב חופס את זל ביוחיזו, משמע שמריקם אלו לוח, דו בטרוק תדורך לאים את מילו, ותריקם את אירם, אמרים להבי לטעמי גם הלכם שמחיצה, ופוסק הרב חופס את זל, כי הבי, דיורמה, לכי לאים את מילו, ואת הלכם שמסביר עלי, זל, דהנה למה ביאל תיגע, why do you say שמסביר עלי? Because רב נתן ישראל, according to Rabbi Tam, we pass him that Lechi Yemid Meilov is Loyal Lech. That means that Lechi is Mishmegeret. I mean, this Machlekes, I mentioned in the Halacha, that I that this machlokes between Rav Chaim Loza Vaks and Rav Shaya and Rav Shule Kutner as whether we can mitzari the telegraph wires, telephone wires for Tzuras HaPesach. So what's the machlokes? Because Rav Chaim Loza Vaks and Rav Shaya, he said that the Tzuras HaPesach prohibit Meilo is have Tzuras HaPesach. So he says, and the Rove who says that Lechi Oyim Neilo Lo Yavu Lechitze Lo Yavu Lechi, so it's because Lechi Mishimakere, but so it's a Pesach is certainly Mishimakere. So that's why the Nefesh Chaya says that the telegraph wires, that it wasn't constructed deliberately as it's a Pesach, it's a Pesach Oyim Neilo. So how did it's a Pesach? But then Mishule Gutner, and he mentioned the Raya of the Mogravro, he mentioned the Raya of the Mogravro, that he's chilek and Ramo, in other words, when on the third side you have to construct it, so that's a Pesach, on the third side we pass like the third Loshin in Rove, that on the third side to Choson, which is, so we have to set up the Kepach Seichet, and then we have to set up at the other end a Kone, and then to put the Kone on Gaben. So the Ramo says, but if the Deifen, the Deifen Tepach, and the Kone are Magia Mishach, so then we don't have to put up the Kone al Gabe, because the Schach itself is the Kone al Gabe. And the Mogadron is Chilek, he mentioned the Yerushalmi. In other words, because it's Tzuras HaPesach or even Neilo, is Loi Habe Tzuras HaPesach. Loi Habe Tzuras HaPesach. And Rabbi Shuri Kutna says that even the Ramo, who says that if that the Deifen Tepach and the Kone at the other end is Magia Mishach, then we don't have to put up a Kone al Gabeyem, because the Schach is the Kone al Gabeyem. He also agrees that Tzuras HaPesach or Yimid Meilo is the Havet Tzuras HaPesach. But the Ramoshite is, here it's not Yimid Meilo, because after all, what is the purpose of the Kone al Gabeyem? To be like a kill over the two Kone. The good Kone. In other words, like a Mashkin. So Tzuras HaPesach consists of two mezuzahs and the Mashkin. So the Schach itself is the Mashkin. What is the Schach put up? For what purpose is it put up? It's put up to cover, to be misachet. So it's like the Kone al Gabeyem. The Kone al Gabeyem. So, but if it's a telegraph wire, so I'm sure Kutna says, even the Ramon will be made in, that is not good. Anyway, so that's the machlekes between the Nefesh Chaya and Mishule Kutna. As whether Tzuras HaPesach or Eved Meilo is Have Tzuras HaPesach or Yav Tzuras HaPesach. Now, with Luke, the Nefesh Chayo, and mentioning, say, a very good story, the only reason is why Rove says that Lechi Eved Meilo, if it wasn't constructed liberally as a Lechi, so then it's not a good Lechi because Lechi is Shemekere. But if we say Lechi Mishimachitze, then the Meilo is good. So it's a Pesach, it's certainly Mishimachitze. That's a strong time. So the answer is, and that is mentioned by the Beis Chaim. So the Shita of the Magavrom is, if Lechi is Mishimachitze, so then there is no reason as to why, if it's in the Meilo, it shouldn't be good. If it's Mechitza, it's Mechitza. Mashiach in Tzuras HaPesach, too, that Tzuras HaPesach has a din mechitzo. But Tzuras HaPesach has a din mechitzo, why? Because it has the tzure, the shape, the pattern of the doorway, of the gate. And we see, kama aloches, that the Gemara says, Pischa bi kerenzobies leavdinche. So because of that, it's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Bi kerenzobies. Why? Because leavdinche. So it depends upon the fact that it has the appearance, the pattern of a gate. So the Mele, when does it have the appearance of its Tzuras HaPesach if it was set up as a doorway? But if it was set up for some other reason, like the telegraph wires, the telephone wires, then it doesn't even have the tzura of its Tzuras HaPesach. Because many times, just as a coincidence, something looks like a doorway. But that does not mean that it has the shape of its Tzuras HaPesach. You see. Anyway, that's the machlekes between Rabbi Shule Kutner and Nefesh Chaya. So here he says, "Uposak Rav Alves is out of Eidav Alechi Eidav Alechi Eidav Alechi." So now he discusses the whole thing, why David doesn't mention that this aloche, that Sikha Babumovish is only kosher on the Shabbos of Sikha Sukkis, but on the other days of Sukkis it's not so. And then he mentions the Shite Sabishim say that since it's kosher, Ligabe Shabbos, and we say Hasukes, so Mele is kosher the other days of Sukkis also. But the Ram rejects that shit. Anyway, I just wanted to show, the machlekes between Teisves and the Ram. So they both apply it to a Bobby Sosu, but there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Ram. According to the Ram, we apply the halochi of Nigel Abedekni Shabbos Abedekni Sukkis, even in the case where actually a certain mechitze doesn't make the moven into Rishayochi. As long as it has the keach, it is capable of making it into Rishayochi. And according to Teisves, we can only apply the aloche of Migid Amdek Nishabes Amdek Nisuke if Bimtzias, Bimpeya, it makes it into Rishayochi. Alright. There is one more thesis, and on the other day we didn't learn, because last time we went over the big thesis of Tzichah HaRabimovei and Tzichah HaRabimovei before we went over the other thesis. Now, the thesis that Zion and Allah, the Niteres Elo Bitzur Aspes, Kerush Elohim Kei Osei, Le'isi Tepach, Tzur Aspesach, Al Pnei Kol Adifin Kulei, Ketza, Kone Shol Chotzi Tepach, Itzel Ayitze, וכל אחד שיתף על מקצה ישך נגד וכל על גבי יעבו לי כאילו כל הדין של סוסו יעבו גם תמידי רב ויעבו משיר וכל משל צורס פסח אלא אפילו כל משהו מכאן וכל משהו מכאן וכל על גבי אלא שתהי בריאו כדי להעמיד בו דלס ואפילו דלס של קשים of straw. So in other words, it can be, a mashu thickness, a mashu width, mashu. As long as it can stay. If Baku does Shakashim, but Gabisuke, but here, according to the first Rosh in Rope, so on the third side, so each Koneoime has to have a week of the Chotzeta. Has to have a week of the Chotzeta. Gabisuke Achmir, the Bina Mechitzis Anikos. So here we see a Chidesh in this thesis. Because we could say, that this aloche, that according to the first washing in Ode, that a mitaras elobitzuras a pesach, so it means that the date mitepach has to be broken up into two kami. Each kami, every tepach, is a dreisik aloche. Dreisik aloche. Because there are two requirements. First of all, there is aloche of the chetzer of date mitepach, and then there is aloche, it has to be sosu. It has to be sosum completely. So what makes it sosum completely? Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, al pidin is imapsik, is eisei. So mele, there has to be integration. In other words, that it has to be nistem through the Deichim Tepach. So how can it be nistem through the Deichim Tepach? Only if you break up the Tepach into two kamim of heavy Tepach with each kamim. We could explain it that way. And we could explain it that way. So, the tefa from Rashi's portion is much more that way. Vorei kavavode, the tefa she should be in the price she matir b'dik v'shlish is in the matir el in him osei reis the tefa tzuras ha-pesach al pli kol adin pli kuri ki zat kone shechot the tefa it's layin zin kone shechot the tefa v'mikzei yeshechenek v'kono kabein pashas ha-loshi of the Rashi is that this is a dreise. In other words, it's explanatory of the halacha. Shtayim to luchosu v'shlish tafu tefach. So v'shlish tafu tefach, only if the tefach is broken up into the tukam. But Teisves emphasizes, gabisuke achmiro, v'bina mechitzes